Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Have you or anyone you know been thinking about venturing into the world of farming? We hear more about the latest developments in RADA's one-stop shop for agricultural information in today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Rural Agricultural Authority, RADA, continues its campaign to have farmers registered and tackle predial larceny through its web-based information system, ABIS. ABIS was developed by RADA to provide information on crops, livestock and agricultural production, markets and stakeholders to support the business of agriculture. It is also the official system that has been used to register to date 170,513 farmers across the country. To begin the registration process, you will need a valid ID, TRN, and a completed application form. Upon registration, the properties you own and information on the crops and or livestock that you grow will be recorded in ABIS. Here's an example of how this system has worked.
In the bad weather, in the recent rains over the last few weeks, we're able to reach the Irish potato farmer by using this ABIS to send them text messages as how they should prepare for the bad weather and what they should spray with and how they should protect their crops. So to us, it's a tool that we have to reach you.
Chief Executive Officer at RADA, Lenworth Fulton. The system is also a great marketing tool and will allow farmers to be in a central database where marketers will know where to find them and what crops they are growing.
From this database, we develop a pilot called the Tracker. And that tracker picks out probably 10 or 12 of the most important crops so that real-time any marketer can go on the system and get those farmers with your yam, your Irish potato, your tomato, and call you up or email you to offer you a price for what you have.
There is also a re-verification process for farmers who have already signed up with ABIS.
Your other officers also will be verifying your farm because you have a process of re-verification to see if you're still in farming, if they're doing the same things they're supposed to do, so that the database remains live, active, and accurate.
For the farmers who have not yet registered, registration affords you the opportunity to have access to import duty concession and agriculture receipt books, which helps the police in verifying produce and vendors' purchases.
We are encouraging all our farmers to register with RADA and get their ID and their registration number so that we can reach you.
Chief Executive Officer at RADA, Lenworth Fulton. To register, visit RADA offices located in your farming community where you will be required to fill out a form, provide basic information on your operations, and have your photograph taken. Data given by you will be verified by the RADA officers through farm visits and stored within the ABIS. And now for our proverb of the day.
When cocoa ripe, it must bust.
Translation, when the cocoa ripens, it bursts. And this means it is easy to identify the intentions of an individual by his or her actions. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.